This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12, on Joy 94.9.
And you are listening to Saturday Magazine with Macca and Tass, and we've just completed 10 interviews with 10 prospective candidates for Joy's AGM. Yes, it has been exhausting, Macca. It's been a three-hour show.
I've done one more than you.
And now we want to get on with real business.
We're going to talk to some
the
chicks.
The real business of the day.
Talk to some chicks, some top sheilas.
We want to talk about football.
Yes.
Well, and we're not going for the board, so
maybe we are. Who knows?
So, Macca, who have we got in the studio?
We have Fiona and Beck from Chicks Talking Footy, which is one of my favourite shows. And I've got to tell you, there's a lot of motoring journalists that listen to your show.
Oh.
They like it.
And do you know, I have nothing to do with football except that I get dragged along by my partner every now and then to watch a game, but I love listening to you.
Oh, it's nice show, to meet the fans.
Your show makes football actually half, it's fun.
Half fun.
Well, thank you.
Well, it can't be too much fun.
We always get a good introduction.
It's just a bunch of blokes who chase and girls who chase balls in a paddock, for Christ's sake.
Sounds like fun to me.
Okay, so tell us about your reflections on the year.
Well, it's been a really big season, hasn't it? Unpredictable, I would say, would be 2018.
Yeah,
I reckon if you'd said to me in round one, Collingwood and West Coast are going to play in the grand final, I would have probably laughed at you.
And I reckon 2 weeks ago, if you'd said to me, Richmond's not going to be in the grand final, I would have said, huh?
Yeah.
I think that was a big shock exit from the season. And I think Richmond could have done with a bit of a loss in the late season just to break out of some complacency.
You reckon that's what it was?
Yeah, I think they were just kind of starting to go into cruise mode, whereas the year before they were the fairy tale, weren't they? They hadn't won a premiership in nearly 40 years and Victorians were all getting behind them. Sorry, Beckdale. Beckdale's a Adelaide Crow supporter and lost the grand final to Richmond last year.
I'm over it now. They're not a real team, though, are they?
See, Richmond went from 12th to 1st and then Adelaide went from 1st to 13th.
Well, that's cute. How long have you been working on that for?
I love those kind of mathematical... Look at those cute little things.
Anyway, grand final.
Yeah, so what are you doing today?
Well, I'm going to a pub near me because I like to get in the atmosphere. I love grand final day. It's like Christmas. I woke up this morning, I got on the train, and I was like, oh, I'm so excited.
What was in your grand final stocking?
Yeah, so which pub?
I'm going to the Three Crowns in North Melbourne. That's my local. Oh, yeah. Come on down, say hi.
Nice pub.
I'm going to the Park Hotel in Abbotsford. So they've got new owners now, so I'm going to see how different it is. But they used to have meat pies come out at half time and a meat tray raffle, and it was a very country footy pub.
A meat tray.
Yeah. You know what the other thing?
You want a meat tray? Yeah.
The other thing I did this morning was raid my piggy bank, because you know when you go to the pub, they always have like $2 for like winner, like the Norm Smith and all those sorts of things. I've got this whole bag full of coins so I can enter all the sweeps.
Well, you know what I'm doing this afternoon? And actually, Tass and Ian are joining us. My partner and I are going to look at a house in Pascoe Vale. And then, Tass, we are looking at the other one in Oak Park at 2 o'clock.
Oh, we are?
Yes.
Oh, God.
While the game's on.
I want to go and see the game.
Do you know what? It's a good
you know about the game.
A good time to look at a house because no one else will be there.
So, okay, who's going to win? Seriously, all biases aside, who do you think has got the moxa?
But who do you barry for?
I back for Hawthorn.
Oh, okay, good.
So and I back for Adelaide. So.
Okay, so you don't
and
have
we,
any sort
we
of bias
just
here.
Recently won the women's grand final, the VFLW, and the boys' seconds.
Is Jason Akamanis going to give that cup or Mick? Because they're both such champions.
They're not dinosaurs at all.
Because they're not extinct yet.
Yes.
Yeah, so who's going to win?
Well, I've been tipping Collingwood all week by 24.
And I'm tipping the Pies by 17. I reckon two things about that. One is the weather. I don't think West Coast would have been this cold for a long time. And I think if it rains, their tall forwards are going to be in trouble.
I don't know. They've got enough experience with ice.
Mac Macca.
Macca's loose,
that's
loose this morning.
Really bad.
And I think also too, Collingwood got very close to them in Perth 2 weeks ago. So yeah. I reckon the Pies.
And I could also tip the Eagles as 24 as well. It's such an evenly. It's probably the first grand final in a little while where there's no clear favourite, I think, going into the game. Mm. So who knows?
Julie Bishop's there. That'll get
good.
You know, so if you were observing the MCG this afternoon,
if I was a drone,
what percentage of supporters would be Collingwood supporters?
You'd be surprised. The Chicks were down at the grand final parade yesterday, interviewing the players. Were jumping in the utes and interviewing the players. That the podcast is up on the Joy website.
Gee, that would have been fun.
It was a lot of fun. It's like I can just walk up to any player and talk to them in the back of a ute. Who knew that would be an experience?
What an opportunity!
I know. But
I was going to say it's like a dream I once had. But
well, we spoke to a lot of some of the supporters as we're walking around as well, and we met people that had driven across the Nullarbor since Tuesday to get here. So there was a lot of blue and gold out there as well. Not I don't think it'll be 50-50, but
it'll be 75-25.
Yeah, something like that. I reckon.
Mm. Oh well, and that's of the 50% that aren't corporate people that got their tickets for free.
You know, I gave
that
up.
That shits me.
I gave up my... I was offered a corporate seat and I said, no, I'm not... You know, like I like the footy and I have been to the grand final many times, but I said, no.
Give it to Fiona and Beck.
Invite someone along who's actually passionate about football, and they went, oh, well, you don't want to come? And you know, I said, no. I said I'd rather someone that was actually really passionate and couldn't get a ticket to come. So that's what they did.
I liked it
on your
Macca.
I was given a ticket a couple of years ago by a girlfriend who came down from Sydney, and she just happened to have 3 spare tickets.
As you do.
Boy, was I excited. So Ian and a friend and I went to the game, but what we didn't know was that it was standing room seats.
Oh, yeah. Still?
No, I could barely see a thing.
Yeah, but you were there.
No, we could barely see a thing, seriously. And on top of that, we couldn't see the scoreboards. And there was a TV in the middle of the bit that we could see. Mm. Not only that, it wasn't working properly. So we had no idea what the score was. We had to ask all these West Coast supporters to tell us what they could see on their phones.
Yeah, I paid $400 for a standing room ticket for the 2012 grand final.
Wow.
Did you like it?
Well, I lost, so no.
Whereas if you'd won, it would have been the best decision you ever made.
I would have spent it
twice. Hey, now I've got a serious question. Do you think it's about time that the AFL just opened its door and allowed gender mixed teams?
I don't think that'll ever happen.
No.
Really? Mm.
I just think physically it's a contact sport. It would be very difficult to make that happen.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. And I don't think that's what anyone really wants.
Oh.
Hmm. That's my two, Bob.
I think they need to support the women's league more, but I don't think mixing them is the way forward.
Well, something interesting that's happened this year is the VFLW...
Perhaps get some au pairs in the...
Just
ask the AFL CFO.
Hey.
Well, a lot of those players are babies, Macca.
Oh, no, you're being objectifying, Tess.
No, I'm not.
Let's get on to Gil.
Anyway, so Gil had an au pair.
I wonder if she could kick a ball.
Oh, probably.
But something interesting that's happened this year is the VFLW League, which is the state league, has been running for 14, 15 weeks alongside the men's league. It's all the same players. It has a proper final series. It's like, why are we having a... You know, this 7-week series over here and then this 14, 15-week series.
Yeah, I don't
actually
get that.
So I think eventually, hopefully, it'll be one competition.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to me, all of that. It's very confusing.
It is very confusing.
Now, we've got less than a minute. So
less than a minute.
So tell us what is most exciting about the grand final for you guys?
For me, it's the stories, you know, injuries, adversity, all those sorts of things. If I don't cry, I haven't had a good day.
Yeah, and look, there's just the energy about the city. You know, there's people walking around in their colours all week.
Yeah.
You know, there's such an energy about Melbourne during this week and the lead up. I mean, the grand final parade had tens of thousands.
Melbourne is a different 80, place.
80,000 people.
It is.
It's a great place in grand final week, and soak it up and enjoy it, I think.
Fantastic.
Or run away from it and go and look for houses, one or the other.
Are you happy with the Brownlow outcome?
Yes.
Of course Fiona is.
I'm a Hawk supporter, so Tommy Mitchell, that I actually cried.
Yeah. Beck?
It was boringly predictable.
Well said.
There you go. Well, I can say this without being inappropriate. These are two of my favourite chicks.
Oh.
Bet you say that to all of them, Maga.
I don't.
No.
I don't.
No, we don't use the word chicks ordinarily.
No, I'm not.
You give us permission
That's
to.
That's right.
We do.
Well, yeah, I'm not chair of the ABC. So, look, thank you for your program. Thanks for making time today. It is a great program. It's been really instrumental in the rise of women's football, so thank you. You can always, you know, feel good about that because you've played a really important role.
Thank you.
Thank you for your support. We really appreciate it.
Really important.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, the CEO of Virgin Australia. Just like Joy 94.9, we are flying high and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.